This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's not a done deal yet, but kids between the ages of 5 and 11 are closer to getting smaller doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine. The AP's Sagar Magani says an FDA expert panel has endorsed this.
The FDA advisors voted after agency vaccine chief Peter Marks noted the pandemic has not spared young kids.
Over 8,300 hospitalizations, about a third of which have required intensive care unit stays.
And nearly 100 deaths. Pfizer reported its study of elementary schoolers found a third of the dose given to teens and adults was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. If the FDA itself authorizes the smaller doses, the CDC will also have to sign off and say which kids should get them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The nor'easter that's been dumping heavy rain on the Northeast and blowing strong winds begins to wind down today, says the National Weather Service, as the storm moves out into the Atlantic. We ask the Weather Service's David Roth, who got hit the hardest?
The heaviest rain was across portions of southeast New York, and also across Long Island and coastal southwest Connecticut, where there was 3 to 5 inches of rain.
Did you see game one of the World Series? The AP's Gethin Kulba.
The Braves began their first World Series since 1999 with a 6-2 win over the Astros. Jorge Soler became the first player ever to lead off a World Series opener with a home run to help Atlanta build a 5-0 lead after 3 innings.
Game two is tonight. Later today, we expect to hear from law enforcement about that deadly movie set shooting in New Mexico that left a cinematographer dead. Alec Baldwin has called it a tragic accident. Today, the sheriff and the DA will give the first detailed public comments by investigators about the incident. This is AP News. Okay, when your toilet leaks, you have to fix it, right? Even if you're going into space with that toilet. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Hundreds of SpaceX workers are involved in fixing a toilet leak before a weekend launch of a Dragon capsule. It's not the same type of leak you might have in your home bathroom. SpaceX officials say during last month's private flight, a tube came unglued, spilling urine onto fans and beneath the floor. And it happened inside a Dragon capsule at the International Space Station. SpaceX crews have welded the urine-flushing tube that's inside the newest space capsule named Endurance. But the private company and NASA need to make sure the leaks won't compromise a capsule launching early Sunday from the Kennedy Space Center or another that's been parked at the International Space Station since April. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.